Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It really is a tale of two Americas right now as we navigate our way through primary season in elections and listen to a president and a regime in D.C. that is run by all the Democrats that is completely and utterly out of touch with the American people. And nowhere was this more obvious on this particular Tuesday during primary season, as President Biden was spending his time writing letters to CEOs of oil companies, where in those letters to the oil company CEOs, he accuses them of price gouging, profiteering, being responsible for all the high oil prices and gas at the pump, while at the same time in those letters, blaming Vladimir Putin. Biden writes in one of the letters, "Putin principally is responsible for the intense financial pain," it's a direct quote, "that the American people are feeling right now." And he outlines this in letters to CEOs of oil companies. So which is it? Are the CEOs responsible? Is it profiteering? Is it price gouging? Is it Vladimir Putin? Because it is never, I mean never, Joe Biden or the Democrats. Never is it anything that they did. And this is where we come to the state of two Americas and the contrast of those living in the Washington, D.C. bubble that live in their own world, their own think tanks, their own groupthink, their own lack of ability to look in the mirror and say, dang it, we might be doing some things wrong here. We should fix it. And the proof of that is in a Texas congressional district, the 34th district in Texas, which on Tuesday had an actual election, not a primary, a seat opened up in Congress. So they had an election for the 34th district. This is a district that Joe Biden, a little over a year and a half ago, Joe Biden won against Trump by 13 points. It's overwhelmingly Hispanic. It's immigrant. It shares 80 miles of the border with Mexico and goes straight north up into the Austin area. It is a sliver district. It goes very far north and south, but doesn't go very wide. It's 80 miles wide at the border and then goes north and south in Texas. Again, a 13-point win for Biden over Trump. Mostly Hispanic district. Mexican-born Maya Flores, a Republican, just won the seat last night and it wasn't close. It was never close. I think she wound up winning by 11 points. This is like a 24-point swing in that district. She is a rock-solid conservative Republican. She was born in Mexico. She is married to a Border Patrol agent. She's the first Mexican-born person in Congress now. And this is the contrast of two Americas. You have the ruling party, the ruling class in D.C. that thinks one thing, that they just don't know what's happening out here. Especially in the middle parts of the country. They can know what's going on in New York, D.C., L.A., San Francisco. They've got a grasp on those cities and what people in those cities think. But the masses, the real population of this country, the 330 million of us out here, they have no idea who we are or what we're about or what we're thinking. I don't know how they can do so much research, so much polling, spend so much money to try to figure out how to win elections, and they have no clue what's important to people out here. None. And it is proven in this 34th district, and I know our common theme here is winning. We love winning at KKHI. We love positive stories. This is as good as it gets. They're redrawing that district, and I don't know that Maya Flores will remain in Congress because they're tearing the district up, and as part of the redistricting that took place in states all over America, and this district gets changed around and it gets absorbed by a Democrat who is in a different district and it looks like he will win the new district. But who knows in November? Maya Flores may become very popular. She's going to lose a big chunk of this district and I'm not sure she's actually going to be living in the other district. So I don't know how this will all shake down. This doesn't look like anything permanent, but it is a complete reflection of what I believe are two Americas. We have the ruling class, which is what they are. We have the ruling class of Democrat elitists, and then we have the American people. And they've been sitting back looking at their constituency as urban black voters, open the borders, let Latinos in. Let's bring in Hispanics. Let's just let them flood in. We'll make them citizens and we'll win all the elections. It's backfiring because Hispanic Americans living in the 34th district of Texas hate the situation at the border. They do not want open borders and people coming from everywhere. It's scary and it's dangerous to them. This woman is married to a Border Patrol agent. Her campaign was, I pray for my husband every day. This is dangerous. This is unsafe. Joe Biden sucks. And you got to vote Republican. And guess what they heard in the 34th district, the Hispanic voters? They heard her and said, yes, that's right. This other party, not so much. The biggest thing about the red wave coming in November, I'm telling you, it is unbelievable, the polling with Hispanic voters. And I've said about Hispanic voters many times, just what I used to say about my dad. Growing up in a Democrat household, a union Democrat, okay, these were conservative men that were part of Local 101, the operating engineers, and the laborers union to a certain extent, the people my dad worked with and for. He was a worker. My dad was a worker. And all of the people that he worked with and were around were very conservative, but they voted for Democrats because the union said that. I've told this story many times. Not a lot of it made sense. A lot of the families we knew were also Catholic. They went to church every Sunday. Mom and dad stayed together. They stayed home. These were wonderful ways to grow up in the 60s and 70s and 80s in really solid families. Were we rich? No. It was all blue collar. It was very hard. It was never an easy life for them. Never. There wasn't a lot of recreation. There wasn't a lot of fun. What there was with their families, with their kids. There was occasionally a weekend where you had a friend that had a place you could go at the lake, or we'd rent a camper or get a little cabin at the lake for a few days or something like that. That was our getaway. It was baseball games. It was Americana. We were a family. It was cool. My dad worked really hard. I never understood how he could ever vote for a Democrat. It didn't align with the things the party represented, but we were a union household. To me, it's the same thing with Hispanics. You came here for the American dream. You came here because of the Constitution. See, Republicans don't change much. Conservatism isn't a moving target. We read the Constitution, we take it literally, and we follow it, and we stay with it, and we don't bend, and we say, this is what makes America great. This is why we have American exceptionalism. This is why Hispanics want to come here and become Americans. They get here and for some reason they have voted Democrat, and I've never understood it. The Democrats don't like the Constitution. They don't like the rule of law. They want everything here to change and be like the countries that these Hispanics come from, like Venezuela or Cuba or any of the dozens of countries they're coming from. It's not just Mexicans coming across the border, folks. They're coming from everywhere. And most of these people are coming because they're desperate, because their governments are socialist and it's oppressive to the people and the economies are repressed in a terrible way. And they're coming here for the American dream that the Constitution created. And I've never understood how they can come here and say, we want to vote for candidates that are like the ones we fled. That makes no sense to me. That's never occurred here before. You know, my ancestors were German. We know why people left England. They didn't like the royal. They didn't like the crown, the royalty. They were tired of having a king. No taxation without representation. We want freedoms. We don't believe we're free in England. That's why they came here and set up a different kind of government, a different kind of country. And that different kind of country became the greatest country on earth. American exceptionalism. And it's what people from other countries want to come be a part of. If you want to come be a part of that, you can't vote Democrat when you get here. That's not what you're voting for. If you vote Democrat, you're voting for what you just fled. The Democrats in this country want to become the country you left. It's a very stark, easy, black and white choice. And what Joe Biden has done is what Democrats thought was impossible. He's changing the minds of blacks and Hispanics all over the country. He's opening their eyes that the Democrats are the problem, that they have not fixed the urban experience for black Americans in big cities, that they are not creating the opportunity for Hispanics that come here to have a new freedom away from the government in a safe country where you can thrive, they're learning in ridiculous numbers. That poll I mentioned a couple weeks ago on the podcast, generic nationwide poll, Hispanic eligible voters, Hispanic Americans, registered voters, generic poll, generic. Are you more likely to vote for a Republican or a Democrat in November? 52% Republican. This is a whopping swing in this country. This is a tidal wave. It's an earthquake. You can't overstate what that is. And I think it was 52 to 40 and 8% don't know. It was like a 12-point generic lead Republican over Democrat with Hispanic registered voters in the United States. That is a complete turnaround. This thing just, in the early 2000s, I think it was 70%. It was like 70-30 Democrat. This is unbelievable. Okay? And this is a growing number of people, and it is going to be a larger number of people than the black vote. You know, if you want to feel left out somewhere, the black vote should feel left out. They're just getting kicked to the curb. Biden's opened the borders and said, let's bring in Hispanic voters because we think they're going to vote for Democrats. Let's make them all citizens. Let's get them in here and do that. And you're diluting the importance of the black vote. I'm actually surprised we have not seen a BLM party form. The organization doesn't appear to be smart enough or organized enough to do that. But if we got a third party, a BLM party, it would be the radical left of black Americans. And I don't know that it would be a giant party, but let's just say they went out and got 2 or 3% of the vote in national elections. It's over for Democrats. And I, for the life of me, don't know why BLM doesn't branch out and say, we're going to put our own candidates out there. We know they're Marxists. They're left of left. I mean, we know what BLM is. Why not trot out your own candidates? I would welcome this. Please, let's do this. Let's get that party started. And let's get a candidate running in 2024. Go find a BLM candidate. Let's see what kind of percentage they can get in the election. I know where the votes are coming from, and it ain't coming from Trump voters. They're not switching. It's not coming from DeSantis voters. It's not coming from Republicans. There's no rhinos in the middle. There's no centrists that are going to be switching over. It will be the hard left that will go with that party. The hard left. The ones, the people that Joe Biden and AOC seem so hell-bent on appeasing with all of these policies. It could get really interesting. This is not some small deal. Joe Biden just recently won that district by 13 points, and this woman won it by double digits last night, Maya Flores. It's a 25-point turnaround in a matter of months in one district because of what Joe Biden is doing. See, the proof, campaigning is one thing, and lying about your candidates, and we talked at some length the other day about having limits on what you should be able to say about the other party and things like that. Say what you're for and be that person. And Democrats, it's always a bait and switch. They never really say what they're for. They always act like they're in the middle. They aren't. They lie about almost everything of what they're doing. They blame Putin. They blame CEOs when the gas thing is pretty easy. I mean, Trump had the gas thing figured out from day one. He's a business guy. He understood it. The Trump administration knew all of this stuff. We had a great economy. Right? They're going to raise interest rates again today by 0.75 points. We're going to be looking at mortgage rates over 6%. Almost 7% now. That they're going to shut the housing market down to curb inflation. That's their goal. Stop the red hot housing market and everything that goes with it. They don't know what they're doing. If they do, a lot of it is sinister in that, do you like high gas prices? Because now people are going to go, well, maybe I should get an electric car. Is that what they're after? A lot of this stuff is pretty amazing. In the background of this Maya Flores victory in Texas was the fact that Elon Musk tweeted out that he voted for her. Said, the first time I've ever voted for Republican. Mexican-born Maya Flores from the 34th district in Texas becomes the first Republican that Elon Musk has ever voted for. And he was asked who he's going to vote for president or whatever. And, well, they said, it's been a long Twitter exchange. He was also saying he might start a super PAC for people in the middle. Well, there's no middle. Maya Flores is not in the middle. She's a very strong conservative. She's a very strong conservative. So he did not vote for some centrist here, but he voted for her. And in one other tweet, he said he is considering supporting Ron DeSantis for president. And I think that's right. And I feel like that's where this is headed. And I don't know how DeSantis doesn't primary Trump, because everybody I talk to, and this is certainly not scientific, but everybody I talk to is the same way. They love Trump. They thank him for awakening this party. They like the Trump movement, but they would vote for DeSantis over Trump. I mean, everybody I know is thinking the same thing. They're all thinking the same thing. Get us somebody younger. Let's try something different. Let's go with this guy. Elon Musk likes Ron DeSantis because he's not rich. He's like, wouldn't this be nice if we had somebody who understood real Americans out there? And I think it's interesting. And Musk could become, potentially could become, a power player. Very, very interesting win in the 34th district in Texas. And Joe Biden is clueless. He's writing letters to CEOs about price gouging and blaming Putin for gas prices, and doesn't see what's happening with regular people. You got it. At some point, Biden, you're president. You're not going to be running again. Step up and admit you've blown it and bring back some of the Trump policies. Just bring them back. You don't have to win an election. For God's sake, do it after November, if nothing else. If you're afraid of people not turning out in November to vote for Democrats because you've backed off and changed some policies, please do it after November. I won't hold my breath, but it seems like the right thing to do. Really, truly seems like the right thing to do. A lot of places in Kansas City are shut down on this Wednesday, namely schools and programs for children. There was a threat of a dangerous individual in the Blue Springs area, and they authorities in Blue Springs notified the FBI about what is believed to be a legitimate threat of somebody that is at large right now, a threat of some sort of mass shooting. Blue Springs has summer school and some summer camps and activities. They closed all that down. Most of the school districts and municipalities around Blue Springs quickly took action and did the same thing. So we've got thousands of kids affected on this Wednesday, not going to their summer school or camps or the things that they do, because we have an unnamed, very little detail, according to the FBI, dangerous individual that is missing in Kansas City. That's a little scary. I will feel really good if they apprehend this person and say, okay, we got this person, we're good. Typically, you would think something happens like this and word gets out that they're looking for him, that person would flee this city. They almost always head south. I-35 or I-49, head south and out they go. Almost always. I don't know how this will be resolved, but I would certainly like to think that this isn't a lark, that if this is real, this individual flees or is caught or whatever, and then they give us the information and say this was real. Because we can't just have, oh, it's possible something bad's going to happen, we're going to close everything. We can't let them win that way. And we can't turn this into a political volleyball during an election season. I think you know where I'm going with this. We can't have fake stories. They have to be real. Now, I take them at their word that this is real. This started in Blue Springs. They turned it over to the FBI. They seem to all be in agreement this was a real threat. Let's find this crazy person. Let's lock them up, and let's show people this was real. That's important too. Not just saying we're out there, we hear of threats, we're working hard on this. That's good. Those are all really good things. Those are outstanding things. But it's very important that when you do that, you apprehend this person and then you prove it and you say, we got him. This was a real threat and we got him. And a lot of stuff is closed down today. Kind of strange. My friends at Advanced Medical Imaging are not closed. Online at medimageks.com. Did you know you can get a heart scan? Check all the plaque, all the blockage, everything, a heart scan. For $85, Advanced Medical Imaging. All major insurance is accepted, but this is a procedure that is out of pocket. Insurance companies don't let you do this preventative medicine. I don't know why. Seems to me everybody should be able to go once a year and get their heart scanned. That would be good. I would think. If you need an MRI or a CT scan, Advanced Medical Imaging is the place to go. Get outside your expensive, time-consuming hospital chains. You don't have to go where your doctor sends you. When your doctor says it's time to get an MRI and call these people, and you call these people and they schedule you 3 weeks out, why would you do that? You can go anywhere you want. You have a right as a patient to go anywhere you want. Advanced Medical Imaging is my strong recommendation. It may take you a few minutes to drive to Lawrence, but you can do that in a half a day or less, maybe even make a day of it when you need to get your scan, instead of waiting 3 weeks. Online at medimageks.com or call, Trisha will answer the phone, and she'll schedule you right away. You can get in today or tomorrow. 785-856-0224. Advanced Medical Imaging online at medimageks.com. Cross Kitchens KC. Tim Cross and his family, Brittany and their little guy Jed, they're just awesome people. Working hard as a family business with unbelievable craftsmen that have been on the job for years with them. They have no intention of becoming a big corporate remodeling company. This is the only advertising they've ever done. They believe they're a perfect fit with the people that listen to this podcast, and they literally want to do the work for people that are like you and me and them. That's what they want their small business to be. And they're having great success with this. Many of you have called, you've sat down, you've looked this thing over, and you're deciding whether you want to remodel or what you want to do. CrossKitchensKC.com in Belton, Missouri, family owned. These folks live on a micro farm. That's all you got to know. Tim is a craftsman. He comes from a family of business people, but his route is different. He's left the family business and is doing this on his own because it's his passion. It's really cool. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, 816-898-7047. Most kitchens are remodeled in 2 weeks or less. Dr. Bill Bush at North Kansas City Dental is your new dentist. Or he should be. He's the dentist of the Chiefs, soccer players, the baseball players. Everybody goes to Dr. Bush. I go to Dr. Bush. My wife goes to Dr. Bush. My father-in-law goes to Dr. Bush. I've got a friend who says he's going to switch and try Dr. Bush, but his dad was a dentist, and I am very picky and very choosy about dentists. We'll see how that goes. Dr. Bush is my guy. Online at nkcdental.com, North Kansas City and Westwood. And, of course, John Hutchins, an amazing garage floor. I've got a friend who's building a house two lots over from where we built ours. And he came by the other day to look at how it's going. They think they might be in about September. And he said, yep, I'm going to call John. He said, my builder has a guy that does the garage floors. And there's a price that he pays. My builder has a guy. And I'm going to call Hutch and allow him to bid the job too and see how it works out. He's going to go with whatever. You know, I'm like, man, that's all our guys ask. Give us the opportunity to get the work. Can't recommend anyone more strongly than Amazing Garage Floors. Online at AmazingGarageFloors.net or call 913-901-7139. Hutch, if you're listening, I'm going to need my driveway sealed some point this summer. I'm ready for that, if you can help me out. I'll give you a call. I'll shoot you a text. Let's get it done. I want to get that done. One of the reasons that you want to seal your driveway is that it's the best place to shoot fireworks. Or at least it was when I was a kid. And then everywhere I've lived, for I don't know how long, for the last 30 years, I haven't been able to shoot fireworks legally. I may have gone in the backyard when we had a lake behind us. Here's what I used to do. I used to get Roman candles with the kids. There was a bunker on the 12th hole at Falcon Ridge. We lived on the golf course there, the 12th hole. It's a par three. There's a lake alongside of it. The sand trap was perfect. You stick the Roman candles in the sand trap, you line them up, you angle them out over the water. It was perfect. It was completely harmless. We used to set fireworks off like crazy down there in that sand trap. Very safe, no houses anywhere around, and the balls from the Roman candle would shoot out over the lake. How much better is it than that? So yes, I broke all kinds of Lenexa ordinances. One time I was cited by the fire department for having a party at my house and blasting fireworks off the cart path back there. We then got a permit and started having fireworks shows up at the Falcon Ridge Clubhouse until it became too expensive for the insurance policy. I just assumed fireworks in residential neighborhoods were dead forever. Oh, but they are not. I present to you the city of Shawnee, Kansas. Shawnee, Kansas has approved fireworks on July 3rd and 4th from driveways only, no bottle rockets or M80s, July 3rd and 4th, legal in Shawnee. They're also approving five vendors to sell fireworks in Shawnee. They're also having a fireworks show June 24th at Stump Park. What the heck is going on in Shawnee? What is with this? I thought every city long ago decided this isn't safe and we're not going to do this. I'm all for it. Go, Shawnee, go. Every time I hear of something bad happening with fireworks, it's self-induced. It's sheer stupidity. It's some drunk dude trying to shoot things off in his own hand and it blows up. Or somebody who broke the law and shot bottle rockets at an apartment complex with shake cedar roofing and tinder, there it went, and they had a fire. Here's the only question I have. How many years will they do this? I'm going to set the over-under at 2 years before they backtrack on this. And okay, if one dude sets off bottle rockets or whatever, or sets something off and a roof burns somewhere, it's over. It will not happen next year. So this is nice they're doing it, but they're one incident away in Shawnee from it ending. Are they not? Would they not be under so much pressure at that point to say, this is a little dense here with our population, the houses are pretty close together, all this other stuff. I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, I hope people are safe. I don't see anybody get hurt. Almost everyone I've ever heard of or seen get hurt with fireworks was an idiot. And but you can't just have laws that, okay, well, you know, one in 10,000 of us is an idiot, so everybody else has to pay the price. I've never really believed in that. I think you can safely do some firecrackers, some fun little spinny things with the kids or grandkids. It's so easy to control some fireworks and be safe. It is so easy to do if you want to do that. Now, if you want to be a pyro and get crazy and try to do whatever, people are always going to try to do that. And there's going to be drunk people and there's going to be stupid people. So this is going to be really interesting to see what happens in Shawnee, but I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing that Shawnee is allowing the sale of, they're picking five vendors with a priority on people that own businesses in Shawnee, and they have said driveways only, no bottle rockets, no M80s, July 3rd and 4th only, 2 days only. Interesting enough. Okay, we'll see how it works out in Shawnee. We'll have an update on KKHI after the holidays. Well, you've heard me say probably in the past, if you know me, you know this. I don't like things that fly and sting. Mostly wasps. The regular honeybee doesn't bother me. I see bumblebees. Sometimes they seem pretty harmless. I see some things that I know can sting me. Those creepy things that come out in August that live in the sand, are they called cicada killers or something? I don't even know if those have stingers. They look like tigers with wings. Have stripes on them. They're bigger than your thumb. I don't know if those can sting. Those scare me. I hate those things. They're just creepy. I don't even know if they can sting. I know they eat or kill cicadas and fly off with them. Wasps are my main thing. I have been wasp-free on my deck. It's June 15th. I've not had a wasp on my deck because I have screens that go up and down. And they've been down since wasp season. I'm not taking them up. I'm not taking the chance that any one of those things gets in there and starts trying to build a nest around my deck. I am wasp-free. This is a thing to me. So when I saw this story out of Olathe, I got the eebie-jeebies, not going to lie. I'm not really that scared of actual bees. They don't bother me that bad. I've stepped on a bee here and there. I've been stung by them. Wasn't that bad. It's mostly wasps with me because I think they're creepy. 15,000 bees around some sort of a power box in Olathe. It was some sort of a plastic box, maybe like one of those things that's above ground that the cable TV thing is in, right? You know, you're like the cable guy and you come lift the plastic thing off of it. That's kind of what it looked like. It was some sort of a utility box. 15,000 bees, Ridgeview Road in Olathe. That's not very far from where I live. This is one hive and something man-made. They're clearly inside. I would get in my car and drive away from that so fast, you wouldn't believe it. They call the beekeepers in. The beekeepers come, they take the lid off the box, and they find the queen. And they take the queen, and all the bees follow. They relocate the queen, and everything is good. This power box where the nest was is completely, or the hive, is completely empty. There's no bees there anymore. They've all followed the queen. One queen bee. Bees are amazing. So there was 15,000 bees following one queen. It was just disturbing looking. If you haven't seen the video, it's crazy. Nutty. They really know what they're doing when it comes to bees. That's pretty cool stuff. Now, Jennifer Aniston is a Hollywood actress, and she thinks she's queen bee. I have liked Jennifer Aniston. I think she's a radical left loon. But, man, I had a crush on her on Friends. She was clearly the biggest star on that show, and she's clearly the biggest star from that cast. They've all done exceedingly well. They still make millions and millions and millions of dollars every year off royalties from reruns of Friends. So they did one great thing. Jennifer Aniston's done many. We watch The Morning Show on Apple TV. She's good on there. She's a different kind of character there than what she played on Friends. But she's really, really, really rich and really, really, really elite. She just is, and you know it. Like, I would have done anything earlier in life to be like, wow, Jennifer Aniston, what if she was your girlfriend, your wife? I wouldn't have anything to do with her today. I mean, she looks like she would be the single most high-maintenance person you could ever live with. Like, could you imagine? You could never make Jennifer Aniston happy, could you? Is there any way to make her happy? Think about that. How spoiled, rotten, and elitist is she? There's no way. And I think she's single. She's got a boyfriend. She's not into the marriage thing. She says she's never having kids. That's fine. That's her life. She can do absolutely whatever she wants. But literally has gone from being like America's sweetheart, you know, your dream companion. Isn't she sweet? To being the one to be like, no thanks. Yeah, she's attractive, right? That's it. That's where it ends. I can't do this. There's no way. She can't live a normal life. I could never make her happy. She seems like she would complain about everything, right? Well, she is complaining about everything, and she's really complaining about celebrities because for her, the bar isn't high enough to become a celebrity now. She says that she is lucky that she got a taste of the industry before it is what it is now. She says that, especially women, that become Instagram influencers and stars and TikTok celebrities are, quote, diluting the actor's job. She's disgusted that creative, attractive young women go on Instagram and TikTok, get millions of followers, and make a lot of money and become very famous for that. This is so tone deaf and elitist, I can't even believe it. When she was an attractive young woman, she was on a sitcom. That's how you became famous. Or you posed for Playboy. That isn't how you do it now. How you do it now is you go on Instagram or TikTok, and if you're really creative and people really like you, they share it and you become famous. She's essentially saying these people don't earn it. She couldn't be more wrong. This is way harder than what she did. She was born into royalty. Her dad was an actor. She was a Hollywood kid, born into Hollywood, nepotism all the way, privileged from birth, rich from the start. And she's just getting blasted all over social media for this because the young people know it. They're like, listen to this grumpy old woman. We like our TikTok and Insta stars. We like them. They may not win an Academy Award, but people in their teens and 20s that are making these young people famous don't care about the Academy Awards. They don't care about Jennifer Aniston. They really don't care about movies or TV shows. They're locked in on their device. They want to be entertained a minute and a half at a time watching somebody do something on TikTok. That's their entertainment. Look at this guy with 26 yo-yos going at one time on TikTok. Oh, and isn't he cute? You know, who are the biggest social media stars today? The band from Korea? What are they called? Something pop? K-pop? Something pop. The five boys that are all just cute as hell and dance around and whatever. I can't recite one of their songs. Their songs are great, I guess, for, you know, they're a boy band. But they're the stars they are. Because they're everywhere. Joe Biden's got them at the White House. What were they doing at the White House? I mean, it wasn't like a regular news conference or news story. No, they were just sitting there doing social media, trying to reach young people. They're influencers before they're pop stars. They're huge at that. Jennifer Aniston, come on. Can you not see that you're nothing special that way? You were born into this. You won the gene pool. Your parents were Hollywood actors and celebrities, and they taught you from day one to be part of that. You didn't have to go out and do anything on your own. You didn't. You didn't write Friends. You didn't create it. You weren't the director. You were the star, and the hairdresser came in and gave you a new hairdo, and it became a national phenomenon, and you didn't even do that. They designed that for you and made that for you. I've got great respect, man. I'm so into individual creators, and I feel like I'm one now for the first time in my life. I'm just a creator, and there's nobody else. I do this every day. It's mine. There's nobody to blame, nobody to thank, nobody to praise. It's me. You get what you get. Here's what I do. And it works. I've got mad respect for anybody that goes. I'm not interested in going on TikTok or Insta and making a bunch of videos every day and buying a bunch of costumes and outfits to try to impress people to listen to the podcast. That's just not what I'm about. But I've got great respect for young people that are doing it because people like it and they're doing it on their own. They're not doing it with coaching. People used to go to modeling agencies and stuff. Well, not anymore. You get famous on your own. If you want to do makeup and be pretty and go on Insta and all the teenage girls are going to follow you and say, wow, isn't she pretty and doesn't she do this right? They will follow you and you'll have millions of people following you. If you're good at it, you rise to the top. It's the American dream. There's no other thing I can think of that more closely defines or accurately defines the American dream than young people becoming Instagram and TikTok stars. That's America. Of course, it's shallow. Teenagers are shallow. People in their 20s are shallow. Of course, it's about makeup or dancing or style or what. Of course, it's all that stuff. But that's always sold, and that's always been important to young people. And the best of the best get millions of followers. It is not to be taken lightly. It is not to be made fun of. I used to make fun of the Kardashians. I was way wrong. They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant at what they did. And they did it. They did it themselves. They produced their own show. They were not afraid to say to America, look, this isn't Ozzy and Harriet anymore. This isn't the Cosbys. This is how families live. And boy, we're messed up at times. Look at us. But we're also kind of cool. Look at Kim's butt, man. She's a butt model. All this stuff. Oh, I'm going in for a boob job. And they put it on TV. And people flock to it because it's real or perceived to be real. They're somewhat of a royal family now in this country. It's brilliant, and they're better at it than everyone else. Give them credit. Jennifer Aniston, come on. That's so disappointing. Buck Roofing is a proud sponsor of KKHI. I love Ron Buck. I texted him yesterday. I said, it's time to play golf with a friend you can't mention on the podcast. That's always a fun day. I think we only do it once a year, but it's time to book that. So, Ron, if you're listening, let's go. We can play at your place or our place or wherever you want to play. Let's get it done. Online at rbuckroofing.com. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Bstock.net. Sony, Sony, Sony. Giant shipment of Sony televisions. They also have brand new Windows 10 laptops for $199. Brand new. $199 laptops. You can outfit your entire staff. You got a sales staff of like 8 people. You want to get them all new laptops? $1,600 to outfit the entire crew. $199 each. Who does that? These prices are crazy. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. 360 Document Solutions. Mark Lindquist can help your business. It's worth the phone call. See what they can do for you. Any business anywhere in Western Missouri or the entire state of Kansas. With your phone systems, your IT solutions, mailing systems, printing, any type of documents. They can streamline what you do, make it more efficient, lower cost, save you money, and make you more profitable. Mark is the best. 913-745-5344. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. On to sports, the Royals have lost 33 games this year where they trailed by 3 runs, and they have won 0. That's almost impossible. They were down 3-0. Again, last night, got it to within 3-2, but couldn't get the big hit to tie it or take the lead. They wind up losing 4-2. Royals are now 20-41. It is a shocking statistic. They are 0-33 when trailing by 3 runs. I said earlier this year, we were talking about the Giants, who they're playing. that their manager was up 7 runs and they kept trying to score. And he said, listen, everybody we play this year is going to have a 7-run inning at some point. And I've said, you know what? I think most teams will have a game that they win where they were 6 or 7 runs down and they come back and win. The Royals have had a lot of games early where they're down 3 and still haven't come back and won. It's shocking how bad they are. 20 and 41 are your Kansas City Royals. Maybe soccer can be your summer thing. Here's some soccer news. We don't do that a lot on KKHI, but Apple TV has purchased the MLS package. Every single MLS game will be on Apple. This is a good fit. Apple programming, Apple Corporation, the iPhone, it all leans left. Soccer leans left. This is a good matchup for them. Any soccer fans that don't have Apple TV, but they love their iPhone and they love Apple Corporation and everything they stand for, this is an easy get. I don't know how many people that is in America or globally, because you can also, if you just love soccer, you know, you could live in England and get Apple and say, I'm getting this because I want to see MLS matches. I know a lot of people that love soccer in this country that get up very early and watch European soccer live. So it is a global sport. Apple knows what they're doing. Every single MLS game will be on Apple for 10 years. I don't know how that affects the local package. I don't know that they can black it out. Will they be able to black it out? And then you're going to watch on, you know, like 38 The Spot or whatever the games are on right now in Kansas City? I'm not sure, but Apple has a 10-year deal. This is announced the day before we find out whether Kansas City gets the World Cup, whether we get to participate in this. I don't live my life in a gray area. I'm pretty black and white. I'm a gray area here. I'm leaning. It's not that gray. I want Kansas City to win here. I want to have something for the World Cup. But I feel like if we are included in this, we're going to be included for the practice facilities, because this is a great place for teams to be housed, train here. We got lots of facilities. They could fly to other venues from here very easily. New airport will be open. They can fly. The facilities are up by the Speedway, not far from the airport. It all makes a lot of sense to train here, have a lot of countries be here and train here and play elsewhere. The question is, will we also get matches at Arrowhead? It would make sense that we would, but again, you know, we could be talking about like Ecuador against Zimbabwe at Arrowhead. Is that a draw for you? It's probably a draw for somebody to come here. So it's a tourism event. That's what I'm in it for. If it's really the tourist event they say it is, and the countries that play here, it isn't about you and I going to the matches at Arrowhead. If there's a handful of matches at Arrowhead, if that happens, it isn't about you and I going. It's about people traveling from all over the world to come here to see the match and fill the stadium. Will that happen? Listen, this isn't the draw that Washington, D.C. would be, or Los Angeles, or any of these other places. People who live in other parts of the world and their team is going to be playing soccer, if they hear Kansas City, are they going to go, maybe not? I don't know. This is a big, giant experiment. We will find out on Thursday whether Kansas City is part of the World Cup. When I say that I'm more gray than black or white, I lean toward black is getting it, let's say. I lean toward that. I want to get it. It's good for the city. Great. But we give up so much. You know, we've got a story out this week that we waived the sales tax for FIFA. Well, FIFA is the most corrupt organization on earth. They're more corrupt than the Olympics. There's nothing more corrupt than FIFA. And in order to try to get their corrupt event, corruption occurs, and we're going to lift the sales tax. That just means more money to them, right? This is what you do, I guess. Will there be local officials with their hand in the cookie jar if this thing happens? Sure. There's going to be a lot of money floating around. I'm sure of it. There's corruption everywhere. If you're doing business with FIFA, you're corrupt, period. They're just that corrupt. They're really bad. But that's okay. They are what they are. They're soccer. And a one-time deal that's good for Kansas City, if they say it's good for Kansas City, I'm on board with it. I'm mostly on board with it. I just hate all these concessions. Oh, waive the sales tax. We'll do what we can for you. Anything to say we have this problem in Kansas City, that we have this need to convince people outside of Kansas City that we're great. And I don't understand why it's not just good enough that we know this is an unbelievably exceptional place to live. That it's conservative, it's traditional American values, it's open spaces, it's clean air. It's world-class in many ways without the world-class problems. Why isn't that good enough for us? Why do we feel some need to want other people in other countries or people on the coast to think it's great here? Here's the truth. They like living in New York. They like living in LA. They like living in Miami, Atlanta, Chicago. Let them. Let them. Don't turn us into them. That's not who and what we are. I feel no need ever to prove to anyone that Kansas City is a wonderful place. Zero. I've got a lifetime of experience living that. We know it. We know it. That's good enough for me. But that seems to be what this is about as much as anything. It's, oh, we're going to prove to the world that we're world class. We've got the World Cup. We are. Kansas City is world class. We're one of the elite cities on the planet. Well, I think they would have thought that about Kiev a couple years ago. I think they're thinking that now. It's all tenuous. It is all tenuous. It is never tenuous at Joslyn's Jewelry. Go visit them for Father's Day. A great Father's Day gift. Ladies in the audience, come on. Go to Joslyn's. Pick a little something up for yourself, maybe a new pair of earrings. Find him a watch or some sort of a chain or a ring or something that he might like. They got cool stuff at Joslyn's for Dad. 95th and Antioch, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. And, of course, Mike Robinson and his team at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. We really appreciate them for being with us from the very start here at KKHI. It's the only place to order your new GM, robertsrobinson.com. Order it up, have it built, delivered, you're good to go. Looking for service, award-winning service department at Roberts Robinson. They'll pick up your car, take it to the dealership, do the service, and bring it back to you. It doesn't get any better than that. Online at robertsrobinson.com. And we finish with Tom Brady, who has somehow become like the most unlikable guy and hated guy in sports, or close to it, to being everybody's hero and best friend. It's happening to me. I don't know why it's happening. He's just softened himself. He's not creepy. He's not aloof. He's none of those things. He's gotten older. He's really opened up. We saw him throw the trophy. We saw him drink some beers, which is not his thing. We've seen him be fun. He loves picking on Peyton Manning. Now, this is a two-way street. They're very good friends. They just thoroughly enjoy taking shots at each other. And on Tuesday, Tom Brady is throwing footballs. He's got gym shorts on and a t-shirt. The ball's on the ground. He's got a camera strapped to him, you know, one of these GoPros or whatever. And his kids put that distortion lens on it. You know how you can distort and make, my kids do this to me all the time. They make your face look like a fish. They can make you look like anything. I like the one that makes you skinny. That works for me. They got these different lenses and filters. They're good at it. I'm not. They're just totally endlessly joyed by doing this to people. Well, Brady's kids do this for him, and he's out throwing footballs. And what they do is they adjust it to where the only thing that's distorted and big is freaking Tom Brady's forehead. It's just a giant bubble. It's the biggest forehead you've ever seen. The rest of it is the camera points down. You can see him pick the ball up, and he goes back to throw, and then you don't really see where the ball goes or anything. It's him. It's his face. And he's got a giant forehead. And, of course, he put it on social media and said, the kid's having fun here with the Peyton Manning angle. Peyton Manning famously has a large forehead. I think it's so funny. Manning has made fun of Brady for sweating so much. He says he sweated so much at his Hall of Fame ceremony, he bought three changes of clothing. And it's true. Brady kept changing clothes all day at the Hall of Fame ceremony when Peyton Manning went in. It's just great stuff. These guys obviously are great friends. It is so fun to see them take shots at each other. Really, truly a lot of fun. And as we close, we give a shout out to the people in Montana, my family, my relatives included. I hope that you'll have some good thoughts for them or prayers for them. The homes are now falling into the Yellowstone River. We've seen them fall off cliffs. Roads are falling apart. The entire industry there, tourism, is shut down and will be shut down, it looks like, for months. This is a national disaster that is not being talked about. It is unbelievable what's happened with the flooding in that river. It was a massive snowmelt, hotter than normal temperatures right now, melting faster, and they've had a lot of rain events. And it's a mess. It is an absolute mess. And some of the pictures and images, that house falling off the cliff down into the river, and I mean, this is right. This is where my relatives live. They live up in Livingston. The river runs right through Livingston. The golf course is underwater. I've told you about the cute golf course they have there on the river. It's underwater. Downtown's been evacuated. A lot of buildings in Livingston downtown. It's very close to the river. Like, you can walk to the rodeo on the east side of town, and just right by the rodeo, the river goes by, and you sit there and watch the rodeo, and the river's there, and it's nothing but mountains. It's like heaven on earth. This town's been there forever. It's an old historic town. It's a rail town. There was a train that came through and built it and created Bozeman, which is nearby, and things like that. But everything's underwater. Marcus and Jennifer live up on not necessarily a mountain, but you can't call it a hill. It's way up. They're way up in the hills. There's sort of a area of homes up there, so they've got no issue with their home or anything like that. I think they have 6 people staying with them, locals that they know that are out of their houses down by the river. Everybody in their neighborhood is housing people that have left or fled where they're living. This is a massive story, an unbelievable event that is going to take weeks, if not months, and nobody in America is talking about it. It is an absolute disaster. We oftentimes only do the tornado stories or hurricanes, and X number of people died. This is probably not going to be any deaths, which is great, but it is absolute devastation. Complete and utter devastation for their way of life, their civilization. Everything revolves around that river, and it's just pray for them. That's all. These are good people that love America, love the outdoors. They're great stewards of the park, of that river, of our environment. These are not conservative or Democrat traits. This is what they live off the land. They love the land, and they take care of it. You've never met people that love the land more than people in Livingston, Montana, or Yellowstone, or that live around that river. I promise you, you have never met people that protect and love the outdoors more than they do. It's an unbelievable way of life, and we pray for them. It's very difficult. There's going to be businesses lost, property lost. It's going to be very hard for a lot of people in Montana. Have a great day. I'm going to celebrate my 58th birthday today by going to the eye doctor. 4 o'clock this afternoon. So that's how, you know, you get to a point where your birthday just isn't much. That's it for me. That's going to be my birthday today. We're going to go to the eye doctor and see how that works. We're on to that. We hope you have a great, great day. Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, and thanks for spreading the word and sharing with people that it's out there and that you can listen to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.